Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul Mano's in tonight, after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Well, it's July, but it's never too early to talk NFL. Let's take a trip around the league and check in on one of the teams in the NFC East and get some news and updates on what's going on leading into the 2017 season. Let's talk about the Washington Redskins now with Nora Princiotti, who covers the team for the Washington Times. Nora, we're hours away from the 4 p.m. Monday deadline for the Redskins and Kirk Cousins to come to some kind of long-term contract agreement. What kind of odds do you give me that there will be an agreement in place before that deadline?
Well, slim to none. I mean, I would say less than 2%. You know, you never want to say never in this business, but it's really not looking good.
He's guaranteed $23.9 million under the franchise tag this year. They could actually franchise him again next year if they don't come to a deal, although that would cost him over almost $35 million a year. Is there really a reason for him to sign a long-term deal right now? Is it not in his benefit to wait and see? If he performs well the first half of the season, he almost holds the Redskins' feet to the fire?
It's absolutely in his financial best interest to wait him out. I would say the only thing that you could say that would be urging him to sign a long-term deal here is that he's about to have a kid. You know, maybe if they didn't have so much sort of icky water under the bridge between Kirk and the team, then, mm-hmm. you know, maybe he would feel like, I've got a great offensive line. Jay Gruden's fun to play for. He's good with quarterbacks. There's reasons to stay. But in terms of the money, yeah, he should absolutely wait.
Icky water. I don't think I've ever heard it described that way. That's a very good adjective. Icky is a word that we just don't use enough nowadays in the English language. I got to be honest with you, Nora.
True.
We've all heard, I mean, it was an interesting offseason, to say the least, with the Redskins firing the general manager, Scott McLuhan. We know Bruce Allen's the president. And Kirk, if memory recalls correctly here, he said during the offseason, if Bruce Allen's in charge, I'm not signing. What is the problem between Bruce Allen and Kirk Cousins?
So I don't think there's that big of a problem between Bruce and Kirk. I don't think that is prohibitive, you know, this town's not big enough for the two of mm-hmm. us kind of thing. I think that Bruce is stubborn and he likes to win, and he may be sort of in the camp that saw some of the performances from Kirk at the end of last season that left a lot to be desired and, you know, kind of went back into the room and said, I don't know if this guy's got it. I don't know if we should stick with him long term. Whereas Kirk and his camp, and I think there's a lot of reason to think like this, really believe that he's shown, and in a situation where, you know, he was second to RG3 for so long and with an organization that didn't always kind of treat him like an equal, he's shown that he can be an upper level quarterback, and that's a really, really valuable thing, and he should be treated like someone who's really coveted and prized by mm-hmm. the organization. So I don't think that, you know, the two of them can't work together. There's no massive problem between Kirk and Bruce, but they just have a difference in how Kirk perceives himself and how Bruce perceives the player.
Paul Nano, CBS Sports Radio, talking to Nora Princiotti. She covers the Washington Redskins for the Washington Times. I know last year ended poorly, you know, losing to a couple teams who really had nothing to play for. But looking at the eye test, I would say Kirk Cousins is top 10, top 12, 13 at the absolute worst as far as starting quarterbacks. Why aren't they treating him better? Why isn't this a priority for Daniel Snyder, the owner, and the organization to get this guy signed to a long-term deal?
So that's a really good question. And I don't know that I have a great answer for it, because I agree with you. He's, you know, somewhere around the 10-ish range.
Yeah.
And it's been obvious the past few years that there's more teams than there are good quarterbacks. So if you're lucky enough to have one, you should do pretty much everything that you can to keep him. You know, the Redskins can be stubborn.
Ooh.
And I think there is sort of, there's some internal disagreement about whether or not, you know, how much he's proven to them. Now, by my eye test, I think they gave him a, you know, quote unquote, prove it deal with the franchise tag last year. And he went and did that. But I know that the week 17 loss to the Giants had a huge impact, not just with Kirk, but really on everything. It kind of defined the offseason, really, was they just went back and said, that shouldn't have happened. What can we do to make sure that that doesn't happen again? And for better or for worse, I think he took a lot of blame for that. So I think they're being a little stubborn in terms of thinking, well, if we don't think he's worth, you know, $26 million a year, then we don't want to pay him that. When really, I think if you're really going to be smart, you should say, well, the cap's just going to keep going up,
right?
And having a good quarterback is sort of the barrier of entry to being relevant. So just pay the guy and count your blessings. But those who don't want to are looking to things like that giant game, and they're on Monday Night Football. I think
against the Panthers,
15,
I think, right?
Against the Panthers, yeah, another 3 interception performance. So.
Against a team that had nothing to play for as well,
which
is the big issue. We're talking to Nora Princiotti, covers the Redskins for the Washington Times. Here's the one concern I have if I'm in the Kirk Cousins camp. Going into last season, Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson, Jordan Reed, you look at it and go, maybe one of the best wide receiving / tight end groups going in the NFL. This year, Pierre Garçon, gone. DeSean Jackson, gone. Kirk Cousins is now going into a season with Jordan Reed, who has health questions at tight end, you know, having trouble staying healthy, and possibly, I guess, Terrell Pryor is your number one wide receiver?
Well, Jordan Reed is a big wide receiver, really.
Yeah.
I mean, the Redskins offense runs through Jordan Reed in the passing game. So,
okay, but if I'm replacing Garçon and Jackson with Terrell Pryor, I've got to be concerned if I'm Kirk.
Well, you're also getting Josh Doctson healthy, and I mean, he's unproven, but he's a talented guy. Jameson Crowder, I think, is a guy on the rise. I mean, a lot of things have to break right, but I don't know that there's necessarily, you know, I don't know that they'll necessarily take a huge hit on offense. I mean, their offensive line has another year together. It's a very good unit. There's definitely some questions, especially, I mean, I think, you know, Pierre Garçon gets a lot of credit as being a good player, but he's even, I think, underrated as a route runner and just sort of the stability that he can give a quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see, but I think there are reasons for him not to have to worry too much.
I worked in D.C. back in the early 90s, long before Daniel Snyder. I was a member of the original WTEM down there. And I saw firsthand, for a guy who didn't grow up in D.C., the Redskins are a religion down there. I know they've gone through some hard times with Daniel Snyder being overly involved, fans not happy with it. Has he dialed it back enough, in your opinion, and let Bruce Allen take over? Or is he still that quote-unquote meddlesome owner?
So I should acknowledge my own sort of deficiencies in answering that question, because I was covering the Patriots until last year.
Gotcha.
It is definitely still a religion down here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the fervor in the fan base is indescribable. And it's also, you know, it's funny because I do compare it to, you know, and contrast it with New England. There's the same sort of blind faith, except, frankly, without the results recently. And it's just totally, it's so interesting. I mean, someone could write a thesis on Redskins fans. But I mean, we did see Dan Snyder get a lot more involved, but not in a sort of, you know, he got involved in a constructive way, I think, in the stuff with Kirk this offseason. I mean, you know, it might have been too little too late, but he did make an attempt to tell him that he was wanted in Washington and that the team believed in him and, you know, that they wanted him to stay. And at least from what I've heard, that was a change from last year. So, you know, therein might lie the problem, really, is that, okay, if you're sort of talking about whether or not someone's going to be your franchise quarterback going 5, 6-plus years into the future, then maybe the owner shouldn't just be getting involved this year. But it does seem like, especially because a lot of the tension with Robert Griffin had to do with RG3 kind of being Dan Snyder's guy and Dan really wanting that to work out and being the driving force behind the Redskins going back and back and back to RG3, even when the results weren't there or when his health was in question. It's funny to say that Dan Snyder reaching out to Kirk represents him dialing it back. But in this case, I guess it kind of does, because I wouldn't go so far as to say that he was acknowledging a mistake in the past, but there was a realistic assessment of the situation that they were in with the player and an attempt to do some good constructive work to fix it. So,
fair enough.
I guess that sort of counts.
Paul Nano, CBS Sports Radio, talking Redskins with Nora Princiotti. She covers the Redskins for the Washington Times. All right, Nora, before I let you go, in a division where the Eagles are building towards something, it seems like, the Giants are always competitive, and I think most people would say the Cowboys are probably the favorites in the division, but I don't think anyone has predicted to pull away with this division. What's realistic for the Redskins in the NFC East in 2017?
I think they're still around a 500 team. You know, the division is so competitive that at least they, you know, you sort of hope that everybody kind of takes a couple games from each other here or there. And if they can get a couple of things to break right, you know, maybe they win 9 or even, I mean, 10 games, I think would be, I think a lot of people would be very happy with that. And
especially Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He'd probably be the happiest of all.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to have a lot to be happy about over the next couple of years. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the high water mark. You know, there's always sort of the sense, at least since I've been here, that they could fall off a cliff and there's sort of a precipice that you're dealing with at all times. But, yeah. No, I think they're still around a 500 team, and if some stuff goes right, then, you know, maybe they get a couple more wins than that.
Nora, great stuff. I appreciate it. Enjoy your time out at Redskin Park as we get ready for training camp.
Absolutely, will do. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.